Beloved family, may the Lord give us strength and peace for the times ahead of us. Amen. I just heard the news about Iran and the gathering of Muslim nations to destroy Israel, and this could very well be the fulfillment of prophecy that dates back further than 2,600 years ago. President Trump has given ultimatums against the terror groups in the Middle East that want to annihilate Israel and kill all Jews. On October the 7th, 2023, Hamas-led militants launched air and ground attacks on an unsuspecting festival celebration in Israel, killing nearly 1,200 and taking more than 250 hostages, indiscriminately killing men, women, children, little old ladies, and babies. The attacks followed hours later by Israeli counterattacks marked the beginning of the current Israel-Hamas war. For decades, Iran has vowed to destroy Israel and been a source of tragedy to the Israeli people. And now our president is taking decisive action against them as neighboring nations join the axis of evil to annihilate the Jewish people. Precious family, many of you are Jewish and don't know it. Here is an answer from AI when I asked if Christopher Columbus was Jewish. Quote, recent studies suggest that Christopher Columbus was likely of Jewish descent, specifically a Sephardic Jew from Western Europe. This conclusion is based on DNA analysis and historical research indicating he may have concealed his Jewish identity to escape persecution, unquote. America has a huge Jewish population, but names are changed to sound more Catholic as they fled from the Spanish Inquisition. The atrocities committed on October 7, 2023, and the current torture and starvation of those hostages still alive is an ongoing human tragedy. And Trump has been demanding the return of the hostages, or he will use force against Hamas. As I came into prayer, I said, I'm here, Lord. Immediately I heard, buckle up. The day of your redemption draws nigh. I know you are being cautious about discernment, but do not worry. I have covered you. Don't do anything yet. Wait on me. Yes, you may do messages, but know that you are covered. Mostly, I want you all to be a prayer force, praying for victory over the ancient evil ones who have been loosed to steep the world in war unspeakable. When he mentioned the ancient evil ones, the Gaza Strip was the land of the Philistines, who notoriously plundered Israel back in the day when Israel still existed. After that, the people were dispersed and Israel was no longer a nation. It's fascinating that the scriptures talk about the regathering of the Jewish people onto their own land. This is another proof that the Bible is accurate. This prophecy about the regathering of Israel as from 2,600 years ago. Lord, please convey your deepest desires to us. Jesus began, America will be annihilated. I will save a righteous remnant. Pray for the remnant. I will raise up a nation of righteousness, but not one that abuses power. Your nation's history has left a bloody trail, so divine justice is in order here. In fact, it's long overdue. Get your business done, he continued. The times are closing in on you. Gather together and go through your list for all the animals. Claire, I'm going to protect you. I want these words to settle in your mind. Your attention is to be on souls, shifting their attention from everyday life to war zone life, which America has not experienced on her own soil since the Revolution. And times and weapons are so different now. I was beginning to think, is this really the Lord? Reading my thoughts, Jesus corrected me. Beloved, just write down what I tell you. If need be, you can discern later. For now, just listen. Yes, Lord. Good. I have your agreement so we can move on. Cover all the bases, mechanical as well. Your water will not run dry. My love, I've got you covered. Just be sure to share and help the needy. Lord, I want to hear from you more than any other source. When you give me the time and attention, you will. I am ready to instruct you, my love. Truly, I am. I just don't want you panicking. Wait on me in all things. What about our visiting family? They would be well advised to stay put. And then I heard something about serious earth changes. I believe it was about volcanoes. Jesus spoke solemnly again. Claire, the Third World War is about to begin. Lord, I want so badly to comfort you, but I feel so shallow and unfeeling. I have so much to learn. Please help me. It is a given, my love. Anyone who truly loves me will eventually be drawn into my suffering heart. Those who love me more than their own lives will be crowned in heaven. Please, Lord, help us all to have a heart that is alive with compassion. How terrible the sufferings of war are. Listen, my bride, it is difficult for anyone who has not experienced war to empathize with those in the throes of it. Do not expect too much from yourself and others. Rather, cry out to me, Lord, please, give us a heart for others. Make our hearts soft, pliable, and sacrificial to live for others and their salvation. Jesus replied, it must come from the heart. Jesus, change me. I hate my lukewarm heart. Please give me true fire in my heart for all souls. He continued, what you ask is not so easy, but I will try. Horrific. War is nothing short of horrific. My children, you have not yet found yourself in the throes of war, but it is coming to your continent, and I hate war. It is the work of Satan to bring pain and sorrow and utterly destroy all that is good, leaving mankind stripped totally of dignity. resources, and loved ones. Oh, Claire, it is devastating. Yet I still love my people, those on both sides. For Satan has his recruits who are blinded from childhood to what they are actually doing. This is the tragedy. Young ones who have never known what real love is about. There are only two solutions to those who reject Islam: hatred and murder. These are their achievable goals, which satisfies the lust for destruction. Remember what I said about Ishmael and his descendants. He will be a wild donkey of a man. His hand will be against everyone, and everyone's hand will be against him, and he will live in defiance of all his brothers. That's Genesis 16:12.